no sun nor moon is necessary to show that, to illuminate that, to bring that to your notice. They are independent of that. Tushya bhasa sabbamidam vivyati. That is your origin, to supply light to the sun. If you like to think in that way, yeah, without light nothing can be seen. Light, really it is consciousness that shows you everything and everything. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vivati. The sun cannot show him, but by his potency, sun can show so many things to you. The sun show, but sun is dependent on that. That is consciousness. There are thousands of suns then even here, but nothing for a dead man. Soul withdrawn, no conception. No light can show anything if the soul is withdrawn. The Savitur Barendang Bhargo Kavita. Real sun is the soul. Soul is the real sun. Soul is Savita Prasankarche, giving birth to this world. This world of our conception is giving birth, giving delivery. Just as mother gives birth to the child comes from the mother. So, everything is coming from humanity, from that substance, that is soul. The soul's respected area, bhargo, varanam bhargo. The soul that is producing all of our conception, the conceived things, there is something which is to be worshipped, to be respected, to be venerated by that soul. That is Bhargo, means higher potency of the Lord. Soul is a particular potency of the Absolute. But soul which gives birth to the conception of this world. But there is another world venerable of the soul that gives birth to this world. And Bhargo, and that belongs to any particular divine personality who is very beautiful, Deva, very beautiful, and who is full of passion, Lila. His Bhargo, his potency, venerable by all of us. The Jiva soul. Let us conjure about him, Dhimahi. Let us all come and search after him, who is the owner and the director of all movements in a plane which is venerable by the soul which delivers this world. Then what will be the result if we go to cultivate? Dhiyo yo na prajodaya. That cultivating capacity will be more and more increased. And the cultivation, the venerable culture, that means devotion. Venerable culture. That is serving. Venerable culture, respectable culture, that means devotion, service. So go and serve and serve him. And the remuneration you will get, the increasing tendency of your loving selfish to that. Prem-dham. Prem means more intense tendency to love, to render loving service. Love means which attracts our sacrifice. That is love, the very life of love. So beautiful that we forget of our own interest of every type. And we want only to surrender. We are charmed, astounded. And we only want to surrender. No longer we can continue as the subject of thing, making it object of our experience. But surrendering, service, more and more intensified. No end. No end. Dynamic, not static, dynamic, continuous, nitya lila, eternal presence. The cultivation of beauty, charm. Vishyam, atma ramastu munayu, not only ordinary people, but so many astounding incidents are there, but all stopped when they come to this sort of conception. All Vaikuntha experience is wonderful, but wonder upon that it is found. So much so, the Krishna himself, Krishna of Mathura Vrindavan, he himself is charmed when he finds his Kishoramurti in Vrindavan, his roop, his nature. When he himself comes in contact with his Vrindavan picture, memory, he himself is lost. Mathura Krishna, Dwaraka Krishna, is lost, loses himself when he finds his own Vrindavan figure of his lasting serenity. He himself is joy. What to speak of others? Such things are reality is possible. But always the beginning is surrender, degree of surrender, aggregation in surrender. Surrender will be dragged by up by Yohumaya, the gracious higher potency, magnanimous potency. Out of that magnanimity, they will give us taste and entrance there. They are so magnanimous in nature. Namo Mahabhadannaya. We may not claim any right to live there, to participate. No. But their magnanimity is the cause of our entrance and have our engagement there. So how thankfulness and gratitude we must have, and what sort of surrender is necessary to attract that magnanimity. Knowing all grace. So we have to beg for grace. Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gauranga Devi. Tomorrow is the day of advent of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev. Who was he and what for he came here? If we can understand, we understand. Unestimable. Uh, end of life, highest end of life. We are concerned with so much, our concern with Gauranga and his birthplace, Navadvip Dham, is of such importance. Such importance. We have to calculate from this. This comparative study. Why you have come here and to do what? How important that is. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, that ability to surrender oneself to the Absolute.
It is automatic, cannot but. Ahituki apatiyata. No cause and then no obstacle can stop it. It is of such nature. Rather, it is very wonderful how we avoid that. The wave of the most fundamental existence, which has no cause, that is anadi, eternal, and no pause. No cause and no pause. Irresistible, ahituki, without cause, with reason, no reason, and apratihato, can never be stopped, the journal wave of the love that is at the background where we stand and suffer. What is that peculiar thing? That takes us away from that mother plane and does not allow this Maya. That has come from the weakness of our privileged, separate thinking. Anyhow, separate interest thinking, that is the cause. Search for separate interest. Of course, there is the Satan to seduce Adam and Eve. Test the tree for the fruit of the tree of knowledge. You take your own charge. Why you are in charge of God? God says that they are. You take your own charge. You go try to move independently, and you are seduced. For separate interest, to look after his own interest, giving away the guardian's care. That's a subtle point. There is gradation, both sides, but the abscissa, the meeting point is something like this. Then in the kingdom of God there is also different stages from higher to the highest. And here also they tested the tree of knowledge to live an independent, separate, interested life. And what is the effect coming down, down, down? The marginal point, the meeting, the abscissa is of something like this. To take our own charge from the charge of our guardian. Mainly something like this. But the prospects and here the hellish parinam. Acquisition is there. Search for separate interest. And that is of different type. such karma on, or his family, or his province, or his country, or his nation, extended selfishness, but separate interest from that universal wheel, which is meant for all, everything for himself. Everything for himself. Aham hi sarva-jugyanam bhukta cha prabhuri vacha. I am the only enjoyer of all movements here. I am one, that is one. One harmonized whole. We are to hear it from there. And so the quarrel fight between parts and the quarrel. No, from oneness, from the consciousness of oneness, deviated. Separate interest, charm. That is Maya, separate charm, separate interest. I must search, seek for my own interest. I am dependent for any other. I do not believe any man. All these things. Begin to retress back to God, back to home. That is the word from encouraging us. Back to God, back to home. Unestimable opportunity and advantage and the prospect is there in home, and there under the care of our Lord, God, Lord. And when he is in the conception of Krishna, the Lord in the conception of Krishna, 24 hours loving engagement with beauty, with his charm, which is charming everything, including himself. What more to speak? That is Lila. Only with that is only going on with the help of that supreme potency, Radha Rani. Both combined, Mahaprabhu. It is dream of dream, imagination of imagination, and the reality of reality at the same time. Others have apparently, for the present time, feels to be very concrete, but if we follow a little of our reason, if we exercise, then it will all evaporate. The sun, moon, the sky, air, so concrete things which seem to us at present, our intelligence says that they will one day, they will evaporate. They will lose their existence. Where we do not know. So this is not to begin. Begin with your own soul, rather. Try to think that the original substance is not which is floating on consciousness, but consciousness itself. Tamil bhantam anubhati sattvam. Whatever you feel, you experience, everything is the effect of consciousness. Floating in the ocean of consciousness. That is the marginal, the middle point. And one side of consciousness is that love, beauty, anandam, happiness, and the other side, this mortal world. Upper side, that is crowned with that beautiful world. And the lower side is dying. Where this stuff, the world made of dying stuff, mortal stuff. we are individual soul. And you get out of the mania that you are product of this dying stuff. What is material? That is which is conceived by your senses. The eye, the ear, the touch. That is your birthplace, no. That is produced from you, you consciousness, you soul. The lower side. And you are in the middle. You are consciousness, part of consciousness. And your fulfillment, your satisfaction is in the higher, that is Anandam. There is another type which is weak, has got this Ananda. Ananda is lost in its happiness, presupposes consciousness as well as existence. Satchit presupposes. Ananda covers everything, contains everything. This anubhuti, the perception as well as existence. But existence does not presuppose consciousness. The stone cannot presuppose consciousness. Though we are trying our heart that consciousness is produced from the stone, Darwin theory. And Aurobindo also said, in some other way, that if life comes from the stone, then life must be there in the stone in some form or other. His argument in this way. You say that life coming from stone, or then ask your reason, then life in any form, there must have been in the stone. That is coming out. Then where from it comes? In this way, he tries to modify the Darwin theory to that you all reveal. But it is clear and more plain and straight truth that it is floating in the conscious world, on the ocean. Three things. Chit, Chetan, and Shivam, Mrityunjay, which is, Chetan is eternal, it does not vanish like so many things. It is Nitya, Chetan. So Shivam, Mrityunjay, feeling, Sundaram, above. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Mere existence, eternal existence is not fulfilling. Mere consciousness of the eternal existence is also not fulfillment. Fulfillment something else, that is like love, ecstasy, happiness, something. That is the most common thing desirable by everyone, from the worst atheist to the highest saint. Everyone would say, I want happiness. Happiness or expression, that is the most important. That is love, beauty, etc. Not consciousness. Eternal consciousness can eliminate death and mortality, but not fulfillment. Fulfillment is there in Rasa. Rasa we show. So the definition of Krishna has been given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Okhiva Rasamrita Mukti, definition of Krishna. All the different kinds of happiness personified in one. Ruchi Ruddha Taraka Pali. Chandra, Taraka, Padi. These are of the stars. So many stars in Vrindavan. The leader Ruchi Rudra, Virat, but the luster of that beauty, they are attracted, eternally attracted towards the divine form. Ramutti, Kalita Sama Ritu Radha Prayam. But intrinsically, if we come to investigate, to know, then we shall see he and his beloved of Radha Rani with Lalita and Sama. Lalita Sama Kalitu. Kalita Sama Kalitu. Vishakha and Lalita. Helped by them, the Radha conception. That is his real favorite. No others are also attracted so many prasad things. But his favorite servitor is found in there, in that particular place. This hint is given by Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. Direct, indirect. Indirect is to help the direct. It is necessary. And the highest harmony, everything is harmony, direct and indirect way. Everything is there, position. Because it is the greatest harmony. All comprehensive. Everything, all accommodating. But direct and indirect in two ways.